With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. A man is dead after a disturbing discovery on Westbury Road early this morning. Around 3 a.m., passersby found a male body lying naked on the ground in the vicinity of the old Margaritaville and Treasure Island Resort area with no vehicles nearby. Police have launched a full investigation into the circumstances surrounding his death and will bring you more details as they become available. It's the second tragedy on this stretch in just 2 months. Back on the 19th of October, 78-year-old U.S. visitor Michael Edward Boonstra was struck by a vehicle while crossing near Piper Way and later pronounced dead in the hospital after an off-duty officer assisted until EMS arrived. The driver in that case, a woman who had suffered a medical emergency, was also hospitalized. We'll keep you informed as we continue to follow today's story. The Cayman Islands National Weather Service announces a big improvement in its weather monitoring capabilities. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more on the completion of a key radar upgrade.
A new product called Dual Polarization Surface Rain Intensity promises to provide detailed rainfall rates in inches per hour. It's information that can help identify heavy showers, gusty conditions, and localized flooding risks. The Cayman Islands National Weather Service says the long-awaited upgrade to the Kearney Gomez Doppler radar is complete and ahead of schedule, with radar imagery expected back on weather.gov.ky by noon on Christmas Eve. Chief Meteorologist Kerry Powery says the team is assessing additional radar tools in order to continue to improve the public's online experience. The Weather Service thanks the public for its patience, saying the upgrade enhances the island's ability to deliver accurate and timely forecasts. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
The civil service is investing in programs to bring more Caymanians into meaningful careers. Deputy Governor Franz Manderson tells Radio Cayman he's pleased with the progress so far.
Emerging Talent is a program to give Caymanian school leavers coming out of college a job without experience. And that has been going exceptionally well.
Mr. Manderson says the civil service is also opening doors through a Second Chances program designed for Caymanians with criminal records who want to turn their lives around.
I also am very pleased with our Second Chances program for Caymanians who need and deserve a second chance. That program is actually going very well. I think we've had about 20 Caymanians now come through that program. We've had, I think, two persons that didn't do well. So I'll take that. You know, we've got 18 persons now that were sort of an outcast in society are now working.
The deputy governor says these initiatives show how government can back local talent at every stage of life, and he is urging the private sector to partner in offering similar opportunities to Caymanians coming home from college or seeking a fresh start. That's it for your news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. The U.S. Department of Justice has published thousands more files relating to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, its largest such release to date. Among the documents is an email from an investigator which says Donald Trump traveled many more times on Epstein's private jet than previously reported. Mr. Trump's presence on such flights doesn't indicate wrongdoing. Ukraine has reduced output from two of the three functioning nuclear power plants it still controls, following damage caused by Russia's latest massive overnight bombardment. At least three people were killed in the drone and missile strikes, including a young child. Nigerian police say 28 travellers have been abducted by gunmen in Plateau State in the centre of the country. The attackers are reported to be demanding a large ransom for the release of each victim. The United Nations Human Rights Chief says Myanmar's military authorities are using brutal violence and intimidation to force people to vote in forthcoming elections. Volker Turk said the military was targeting anyone expressing dissenting views. Reports from Tunisia say that the head of the country's most powerful trade union has offered his resignation. Nouredine Taboubi has led the 1 million-member UGTT during its increasing showdown with the Tunisian president, Kais Saied. The Democratic Republic of Congo has resumed cobalt exports after lifting a 10-month ban aimed at stabilising prices hit by global oversupply. It's the world's leading producer of the key metal. The US economy grew faster than expected in the third quarter of this year. It expanded at a surprisingly strong rate of 4.3%, up from just 4% in the previous quarter. And in football, the men's Africa Cup of Nations continues in Morocco with four matches. The Democratic Republic of Congo began their campaign with a 1-0 win over Benin in Group D. BBC News.